This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. All right, it's the Partnership Podcast. I am Eric Williams, and I'm so happy to be with you. I work in community development, but I'm only successful because I work with a fantastic team, and I've got two of them here on a Zoom with me, and we're going to talk about something called VVP Connect. We're joined by Anna Robinson, Program Manager at Vail Valley Partnership, and Ben Dodd, Marketing Manager. As it's always, ladies first. Anna, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for agreeing to this. Thanks for talking about this stuff that I know you spent so much time on. And Ben, welcome to you as well. Glad to have you. And we're talking VVP Connect, huh?
Yes. Thank you for having us.
All right, Anna, let's, before we even get into the what, I mean, you're gonna have to give a little what so it makes sense, but our team does like to start talking about why we're doing something like this for the community. So why VVP Connect at this time, Miss Anna Robinson?
Well, long answer short, I would say that our members spoke and we listened. We are consistently hearing from our members that they are looking for more ways to foster professional connections and grow their networks. And VVP Connect is an online networking platform that will allow them to do just that. It's a collection of communities that are centered around different issues and different groups that we run here at VVP. And it's a way to let people keep that conversation going in between meetings. You know, we used to be able to have a meeting or go to an event and then maybe run into someone that we saw there or met there at another networking event or at Starbucks or, you know, whatever the case may be. But those opportunities are few and far between these days. And so this offers an alternative way to keep that conversation going, or maybe to connect with someone that you might not have connected with otherwise. You know, we get used to the circles that we run in. And so this is kind of a way to break out of that and meet somebody based on your common interests.
I like that. I like the shared experiences and the shared resources piece that comes with that as well. I think about how many times people have handed me an article or something or this, you know, at some sort of meeting. This is going to be a way that we can hand things off to people in a very COVID safe and very effective kind of way. Ben, I'm going to turn to you for a second because I know that in your job that you have looked at, I'm probably not joking when I say dozens of platforms that would connect this community, you chose this VVP Connect program through Higher Logic, and I kind of want to know why.
Yeah, well, first I'll just start with saying that Vail Valley Partnership's mission is to lead collaboration, and we feel that a stronger community is a more connected community. So we found this platform after considering what all that we do and offering, you know, resources and information, coalitions and task forces. So now we have a place that allows for those conversations to continue online and not just in the meetings that we have. So this is a platform that does a lot of different things. And one of the main reasons why we chose to use this type of platform is the ease of use. We want it to be user-friendly for our members, for our business community, to share resources, information, and to really keep the conversation going around the issues that we had around COVID recovery, as well as housing and other community issues that we really need the collection of minds to try to come up with these innovative ideas.
You know, Ben speaks to a lot of ways that this is going to help the community, but I can't help but know that this is also going to help the VVP team, that this is going to help us get our resources out in a more streamlined fashion. Anna, can you speak to that?
Yes, I think somewhat selfishly, we had that in mind when we picked this particular platform, but what it does is it just allows us to streamline everything that we work on. You know, the VVP is spread out across the community, and we have a number of different strategic priorities and advocacy priorities. And so it's a lot for our small team, but we want to do more. You know, we're not done. So this allows us to kind of run all of our groups and our think tanks, and you know, our board is on it. It's a way for us to do more, you know, with less time. For example, it's I run a leads group. And so I may send out an email to my leads group and I may get, you know, a handful of emails back and they may all be asking me the same question or making the same comment about whatever I've sent out. And so what this allows us to do is to put those responses in front of everyone. So now one person posts a reply to what I've sent out and everyone can see that. And they may think, oh, I have that same question, or, oh, I like the answer to that question. What about this? You know, and it just really fosters that conversation, but in a much more efficient way. And that has allowed us to free up space on our plates to work on some things that we've been kicking around for a long time. So an example would be our volunteer connection, where we can connect or match people within the community with volunteer opportunities from our nonprofit sector. So, you know, we've finally gotten to kind of start to work on that. And it's because of the efficiencies that we found with the VVP Connect platform.
I think that's awesome. Ben, I want to talk to you about some of the things that you see, you know, obviously the connection, the immediate connection piece, we can very clearly see and how well that's going to work out for our community. Like Anna's talking about continuing this conversation and sharing resources, but this platform goes higher than that. There are more options. What are some of the things that as we delve a little deeper that we're going to be finding?
Yeah. So a great analogy for me to answer that is, this is like LinkedIn meets Slack. So you have your working groups, your community groups, and then you have a member profile, a user profile. So when you create an account, you get to list out your community involvement, certifications, your job history. You have a short bio and a profile photo, and it allows you to truly connect with other people like the platform, the professional platform LinkedIn. But this is just Valley specific. So it's really nice because this platform is very intentional with those connections. But then you also have your resource libraries for each community group. So you can share video files, links, PDFs, and it's basically a one-stop shop for those, that type of information, whether it's for the community group, or we have a lot of webinars on, you know, through Vail Valley Partnership, or recordings of things that we're trying to either share knowledge of, you know, for our members and things. So we have a resource library dedicated to Vail Valley Partnership resources, where you can find economic reports, those video files, webinars, and then those PDF documents. We have a really nice systemized way of sending out the discussion digest. Is one of the things that we like a lot about this platform is that you're in a community group, you don't want to spend the time to log in. Well, you get a daily digest to your email when discussions are going on in a specific community group that you're interested in. So you can reply directly from that email and it'll go into that community group without you logging in. So with the networking, the community groups, and then the resource library, it's just, it does a lot of things that we're hoping for this to do.
Yes, this is a performance machine. We're excited to drive this thing around, put everybody in the back seat and come along with us. Ben, I've heard you say so many times to different people, you got to find your passion. You got to find your passion. And this is going to be one of those ways that we help connect people to that in the business way, in the businesses of the Vail Valley, which I absolutely love. Anna, people are like, they're on board right now. You guys have sold this really. I'm even on board, and I was on board before, but I'm more so now. How do people find more information? How do they connect?
VVPconnect.com, of course. Just head to the website. You'll see up in the top right corner is a button that you click to sign in and create a new account. And then once you're in there, you're automatically in our community bulletin, which is our all member forum. So that's where we'll post information that's kind of applicable to our whole membership, you know, things you need to know. And then from there, you can create your profile, make some connections, you can look through and see who else is in there, and then start looking at the communities and find something, like you said, that you're passionate about.
Here we go. VVPconnect.com. And I really appreciate And we as the community, as I get to be the representative of the community on this, we appreciate all the work you guys have put into this. Anna, I don't know if you know this, but when in the middle of your, when you were talking a little bit, you came up with a great new tagline for VVP. When you said that it's going to streamline things for us, you said Vail Valley Partnership, we're not done. I like that one. That's our new VVP tagline. VVP
can...
Ben, send us out of here, would you?
Yeah. So, you know, the future vision and hope with this platform is that, you know, we hope that people know that this is a place to engage in the community. So when you have someone on your team, at your business, one of your staff members are interested in either growing their professional skills through Vail Valley Works, we have groups within VVP Connect that allows them to, you know, learn more about those programs, but also, you know, those who are interested in engaging in the community, whether it's youth development, housing, childcare, healthcare, whatever your passion is and what you want to, the issue you want to champion. Well, VVP Connect, we hope, is the place to get started. So future long-term goal is that people will be engaged with this platform.
I believe it. I think you guys have given us a tool that's extremely easy to use and will be extremely fruitful for our businesses in our valley. And again, I appreciate all the work that went into this, all the setup, all the craziness. If people have more questions or anything like that, you can find out information at VailValleyPartnership.com. But we encourage you to go to VVPConnect.com. Anna and Ben, our guests today, thank you both for your time and your awesomeness.
Thanks, Eric.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at VailValleyPartnership.com.